Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. The Inyan of Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha is similar to the Inyan of Mishanichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. In Av, the decrease in Simcha is something that occurs gradually. First you have the halachas of the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzorim, which is some level of Avelus, and then it gets more chomer from Rish Chodesh Av, and then the Avelus gets deeper by Shavua Shechalboy. Erev Tisha B'Av is even less Simcha. Achar Chatzos is even less Simcha. Until you get to the saddest day, which is Tisha B'Av. So the Inyan of Mishanichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha is also that one shouldn't just go into the Yom of Simcha on Purim suddenly. Rather, it should be a gradual build-up of Simcha, already from the beginning of the Chodesh, gradually building up the atmosphere of Simcha in order to be ready for the great Simcha on the day of Purim. It's important to understand the Inyan of Simcha on Purim. We know that on all Yom Tovim, there's a mitzvah to be Mesameach, to be Sameach and Mesameach, on Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. And on Purim, there's also a special Simcha. But there's a very, very clear difference. All Yom Tovim, the Simcha has specific guidelines how to be Mekayim the Simcha. Ein Simcha, Ela Bebosar V'yayin, for a man. For women, it's with clothing. For children, it's for things that make them happy. And there are specific guidelines how to be Mekayim and how to fulfill the Inyan of Simcha. Masha'enkein, on Purim, the Simcha doesn't have guidelines. Just the opposite. The Simcha is without boundaries. Adelo yoda, chayiv inish lebesumi, adelo yoda, bein arham lebaruch Mordechai. That itself says that this is a Simcha that's boundless. Drinking is Simcha without bounds. What is the Inyan of this type of Simcha? The Simcha that's a boundless Simcha, not a Simcha that's limited to the Hagdorah of just Ein Simcha Ella Bebasar V'Yayin. It's interesting, we find another place that the Minig in Klal Yisrael is also to be Noyig Simcha, Simcha, not just regular Simcha, rather the out of bounds and the out of control Simcha. Klal Yisrael is Noyig that way, and it could be there's even a Makar in Chazal. That's by the Simcha of a Chasana. When a Chasan and Kala get married, the Simcha that takes place by a Chasana, the Minhag HaOlam is also not just to be Misameach like we are in Yontif with Basar and Yayin, rather with dancing and with out of control and out of bound Simcha. And there's a Makar for that Simcha from the Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Yud Zayin says that Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was Merakid in front of the Chosin and Kala, was Merakid Atlas, which Rashi explains that he used to juggle in front of the Chosin and Kala. And the Gemara says that B'schus, that he was dancing and be Mesamech the Chosin and Kala in that way, he was considered a Chad Bedora. The Gemara says that when Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was Nifter, there was a pillar of light that was coming out of his Aron, and the Gemara attributed that to the fact that he was Mesamech Chosin and Kala in this way. And the Lashon of the Gemara is, Reb Zeira said, Ahani le shtusei de saba. The shtus that he did to act in front of the Chosin and Kala like a shoita, by dancing in this juggling way, in such a out of control way, not really befitting the stature of Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, through that he was zeicha to be considered a chad bedora. But we see in the Gemara that the Simchas Chasam Akala doesn't have regular boundaries. It's mamish like Purim. Just like on Purim, the Adel Yoda is a simcha of a shaita. It says in the Gemara, that's the Lashon, that Ahani le shtusei de saba, he was acting like a shaita almost in front of the Chasam and Kala, to be mesameach them. What is the Inyan of this out of control, out of bound simcha? So, by the Simcha of Chosin and Kala, we do have an understanding of what that Simcha is. There's a Rashi in Ksubis on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about the different Sheva Brachas that we say, the Birchas HaNesuin, that we say for Chosin and Kala. And you have the sixth Bracha And the final bracha of Ashabara, the sixth bracha begins, Sameach Tesamach Rei Mahuvim, and it goes on to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Sameach Chasan Vikala. And then you have the bracha, Achrita of Ashabara, Sasan Mesimcha Chasan Vikala, V'chulu, until we get to Baruch Atah Hashem Sameach Chasan Im Hakala. The first bracha is Mesameach Chasan Vikala, the second bracha is Mesameach Chasan Im Hakala. Rashi explains that the first bracha, the reason why we say Chasan Vikala, because it's a bracha that the Chasan and the Kala should both have what they need to make them happy. The Kala has her needs that make her happy. The Chasan has his things that make his happy. Sameach Tesamach, everyone should be happy. So that's Baruch Atah Hashem, Sameach Chasan, the Chasan, and the Kala, Vikala. Masha'inkein, here's the Lashon of Rashi. The last bracha is that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Bara Chasunas Dibuk Ish v'ishtoi al yedei asimcha v'achedva. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising Him for creating the idea of simcha, chasunas, dibuk, ish v'ishtoi al yedei asimcha v'achedva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the idea of a chasun and kala connecting, dibuk, through the simcha that occurs by their wedding. So it's talking about the simcha that connects the chasun and the kala. So therefore we're mesayim baruch atesh ha-mesameach im hakala. We're talking about Mesameach Chasan im hakala, the Chasan together with the Kala. Rashi is mavur, a tremendous yesod, that Simcha, the Mida of Simcha, the feeling of Simcha, connects. The Chasan and Kala connect through the Simcha. And that's the way it is. When a person is happy, when a person is Sameach, so he's like open. He's open, and when a person is open, he's open to connect and relate to other peoples. When a person is sad, he's lacking simcha, he's like constricted and mitzumtzum into himself, he's closed, and he just feels, leave me alone, don't talk to me, and he can't connect with other people. Simcha is a midah that connects, and that's a very important thing that every single person should bear in mind. If he wants to have a home, a family of connection, where the husband and wife are connected, where the children are connected to the parents, where the children are connected to each other, it's very, very important to make sure that there's an atmosphere of simcha in the house. If there's a tense, sad, anxious atmosphere, there's no way to connect. Everyone's just constricted into themselves. If there's a happy atmosphere, people are open, and they're open to connection. Sometimes it's hard, there are stressful things that go on in our lives, but it's such an important thing to make sure to lighten and make the house a happy place that people should connect. But anyway, we see that the inyan of simcha is a midah of connection. That's the inyan. So it could be, that's the reason why, by simcha schasa mekala, the simcha has no boundaries. Usually when there's a mitzvah of simcha in the Torah, like on Pesach, on Yom Tovim, the simcha is because we're celebrating something that happened. On Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim, Cheirus, and as we have to be mesameach with that thing that happened, with that good occasion that happened. So we're mesameach with that. That has rules of how to be mesameach, boser, yayim, clothing, like it says in the halacha. And that's the regular form of simcha. But by Simcha Chasan Vikala is not that way. Simcha Chasan Vikala is not just a simcha that we're celebrating the happy occasion of this wedding. It's that too, but that's not all it is. Rashi is saying it's much more. When we're having Simcha Chasan Vikala, we're actually creating the chasana. Asher bara chasunas dibuk ish v'ishta yadei simcha v'chedva. The chasan and kala, right away in the beginning of their relationship, they need a very, very strong dose of simcha, of such happiness to open themselves, to be able to connect. So those who are being mesameach are actually creating the atmosphere of simcha in order to be able to connect. That simcha, a simcha that's creating the atmosphere, has no limits. The more the better. When you're coming to celebrate a certain occasion, that's a simcha that has rules. Hayim mesameach. A good thing, baser, yayin, clothing, happy. But there's a certain simcha that's necessary when you're creating an atmosphere. You're not just celebrating an occasion. The simcha that you're doing is creating an atmosphere of connection which the chosen and kala need. That simcha has no bounds. It's very possible to say that that's the inyan of simcha on Purim also. On Purim, everyone knows, is really the gemar of Kabbalah Satoira, Kimu Vekiblu. The original Torah that we were makabel on our Sinai was forced upon us, Kafalei Marka Gigas. And Klal Yisrael wasn't makabelet me'ava from Ratzon until Purim. Then it was Kimu Vekiblu. Rashi says me'ava sanes. So just like Matan Torah is compared to in Chazal, like a marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Matan Torah. So the gemar of that me'rotzayn is on Purim, and just like when you have a chosen and kala, they need an atmosphere of simcha in order to have that dibuk, that connection. The ultimate goal of Kabbalah Satoira, and especially of the Kabbalah Satoira Me'ava, is in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order to connect, we need an atmosphere. We need a matzav. Connecting mitoich, anxiety and worries and sadness doesn't happen. We have to drop all the things that could make us worry. Drink a little bit and forget all of the things that make us worry and just be mesameach. And the more simcha we add, the more atmosphere of simcha we have, the better chance we have of creating that atmosphere of simcha in order to be dovuk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the klal. Whenever the simcha is coming, celebrating an occasion, then there's limits and guidelines to the simcha. But when we need simcha to create a certain atmosphere, an atmosphere of connection, that has no bounds. That's boundless simcha. The boundless simcha of shtus that we see by Simcha Sosa Vakala, that's the same adala yada, the boundless simcha that we have on Purim in order to be able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is the zman of connection, the final step in Kabbalah Satoira Me'ava. Now, it's very... This mashal that we have about Simchas Chosam Mekala and Simchas Purim, we could also take a very important musar. Just like everyone understands, if you have a Chosam Mekala, a Chasana, and people dance and they ahani le'shtuse, even if they do things that are not regular, even shtusim almost, but they do it for the purpose of Simchas Chosam Mekala, it's very nice. But if you go to an empty hall where there's no Chosam Mekala, and you start doing shtusim, and you start dancing as if there was a chasen kal over there, it's very strange. You're not doing a normal thing. It's something's wrong. So it's the same thing. Somebody on Purim is creating an adal yoda, an exaggerated simcha, for the purpose of creating connection. Ashabara chasunas dibuk ish v'ishtoi, the dibuk between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al-yadei simcha v'achedva, then it's a very acceptable, normal thing. But if a person doesn't know anything about this connection, and is just, it's an opportunity to drink and to go wild, that's the same thing as dancing and going wild in a wedding hall with everything there except the chasen and kala. So let's take that to mind, that amidst Hashem, during the Mishanichnas Adar, as we're building up our levels of simcha, till we get to the day that the simcha is most necessary in order to develop our Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should bear in mind that the purpose of all the Simcha is amidst Hashem to create the proper atmosphere of Dveikus and Hashem.